Christ is in our midst.
He is in our company.
In the gospel reading from St. Matthew today that we just heard, Jesus gives us a very well-known parable, right? And this parable is in response or in answer to a question that the disciples asked him just prior to where this gospel account starts. Now, as our Lord most often does with parables, He gives us this parable and He answers the disciples with this parable to explain how we should order our lives to mirror that of His kingdom. I think it can be clearly understood from this gospel what this parable is about, right? Especially since the question that was asked by the disciples just prior to where this parable, where Christ gives this parable, is how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? This is what the disciples asked our Lord, and this parable was his answer. Our Lord responds that they should forgive up to 70 times 7. Which, of course, is a symbolic number of an unlimited amount. And then he tells them the parable of the king and the debtor. Now, what do we hear in this parable today? In the parable, there is a king who calls his servants together so that he might settle accounts with them. Now, one particular servant that he called owed him a considerable amount of money, more than this servant could ever pay back in his lifetime. He owed 10,000 talents, which during that time was a lot of money. Now, when he was unable to pay the king ordered that his wife, his children, and he, and everything that they owned be sold to cover the payment required from this servant. Of course, the servant then gets on his knees and he pleads with the king. And the king, being moved by compassion, he forgave him the entire debt that he owed. Now, as we heard, as this servant went out, he encountered another servant, right? That owed him 100 denarii. 100 denarii. Now, compared to what that the other servant owed, this was nothing. Nothing at all compared to the 10,000 talents that he owed. And when this servant could not pay, the other servant with the 10,000 debt had him thrown into prison, takes him by the throat, demands payment. And when the servant cannot pay, he throws him into debtor's prison. Now, of course, the other servants of the king, they saw this. They witnessed this interaction. And immediately they run to the king and they tell the king what they saw this servant do. And so the servant, the king calls this servant to him, reprimands him very harshly for not showing the same mercy to his fellow servant, and then delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Forgiveness, my dear brothers and sisters, is a virtue that I think most of us struggle with. True forgiveness is a gift that is little understood in the world today because it's actually viewed as a weakness in the world. The world tells us when someone offends us that we should get revenge on them. But this is far, far from the truth. Because in the world, something may often go, an offense may often go forgotten, but rarely, very rarely is it forgiven. In the world, it is often the case where offenses go bitter. We get bitter. And those who are offend us are often written off, and we have nothing else to do with them, right? And the truth is that when we are bitter and we continue to nurse this deep wound inflicted on us, we turn someone else's sin into our own sin. And it infects us like a spiritual disease. And if it becomes untreated, it becomes worse and worse and worse. It begins to infect our souls, and it can even begin to destroy our faith, as it sometimes can even alter our sense of reality, these offenses that we often encounter in life. We cannot maintain our relationship with God, and we cannot be close or draw close to Him when we hold on to bitterness and we do not seek forgiveness from one another, from those who offend us. It is for this reason that God, in His never-ending love for us, desires our freedom from such a spiritual disease. The disease of bitterness, of grudges, of enmity, and the sin of pride that makes it so often to take offense. So when the disciples asked our Lord how many times we must forgive, again, our Lord replies, 70 times 7. Which, of course, again, is a symbolic amount of being an infinite amount of times. Now, if we do the math on this, if we calculate this in our heads, and I did the calculations, this is 490 times. If you multiply 70 times 7, this is 490 times. So in other words, forgiveness is not just simply an act. Because when we do something 490 times, it eventually becomes a habit, right? The habit of forgiveness. A habit that is born on the fact that as Christians who have been given well beyond what we deserve by our God, are to go into the world armed with the virtue of this forgiveness, to heal the hurts, to right the wrongs, and to change our culture by an unceasing forgiveness. A forgiveness that transforms not only the one seeking forgiveness, but also the one being asked of forgiveness. This is the type of reconciliation that unites us to each other, to Christ, and to the church. And that this is the very core of what the body of Christ is meant to be about. Forgiving one another from the heart, because we cannot claim communion with God withholding forgiveness from one another. Let us remember the words of Christ Himself, my friends, as He hung on the cross, asking His Father to forgive His tormentors. What did He say? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Only the love of God can do this. He who has gone before us in all things shows us the way by leading us by His example. So, dear brothers and sisters, what is it that we can do to help strive for this type of forgiveness? For our part in this, we can, one, we can pray regularly in order to grow in such love. We can pray for healing. We can seek forgiveness from God for our sins by coming to confession. We can pray that God will give us the freedom from bitterness and the great mercy to forgive. This type of infinite forgiveness can only come from God, my friends, because He is the author of forgiveness. Because what does He do when we come to Him in repentance? He grants us forgiveness over and over and over and over and over again, as many times as we come to Him in repentance. and we confess our sins to Him with the intent to change our words, to change our thoughts, and to change our actions. And while it is none other than ourselves who sin and fight against asking forgiveness of the one who has offended us, God does not sin. You get that? God does not sin. Yet He forgives us for our sins against Him and others. God forgives, while we too often in our fallen nature do not forgive. In the parable that Christ gives us in the gospel reading today, one of the king's servants received this type of forgiveness. St. Ticon of Zadok says, "Do we refuse to forgive? God too will refuse to forgive us. As we treat our neighbors, so also does God treat us." The forgiveness or the unforgiveness of your sins, then and hence also your salvation or destruction, depend on you yourself. For without forgiveness of sins, there is no salvation. You can see for yourself how serious it is. St. Ticon of Zadok. The world, dear brothers and sisters, would indeed be a much different place and be a much virtuous place if people were willing to put forgiveness into action. So as we, as Christians, as Orthodox Christians, earnestly seek to grow in love for Christ, let us learn to cultivate an attitude of being slow to speak, of slow to anger, and quick to forgive. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, instructs us to do likewise, to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And it is in this way, my friends, that we learn to combat bitterness, that we learn to combat the grudges before they set root and they begin to spread their poison. Through this, we grow free and we find healing from the spiritual disease that infects all of us, myself first and foremost. We demonstrate the love and forgiveness because Christ calls us to demonstrate this love and this forgiveness that is not of this world, but is found in the life of the kingdom of heaven, of God. In our Lord's love and mercy for us, and His desire to save us, to free us, to heal us, Christ commands us to forgive as we have been forgiven by Him. 70 times 7. Glory to God for His forgiveness of us sinners. And may He give us the grace to likewise forgive those who offend us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.